Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption High Dimensions radio broadcast. I'm Linda Shula, the evangelist for the hour, and I praise God it is again that we have the opportunity to join each other via this airwave. It's a blessing. Even through the videos, of course, I have been doing presentations via YouTube as well, and just trying to find the medium grounds of where God want us to be at this stage in ministry. And of course, we all know that the ministry is called Redemption Higher Dimension, so we always want to be able to go to the next level in God and grow in his grace and learn of him. I'm currently online now trying to stream the broadcast and so that many of you can listen in live. So if you would just bear with me while I stream this video live, and that way we'll give opportunity for others to join on the broadcast. And even if they want to call in, they'll be able to do that. We have a wonderful subject that the Lord has given us, the Deuteronomy 28 people. We're going to be discussing that, and we're going to talk about the ramifications of the Deuteronomy 28 people and who they really are and what is God's purpose. And I'm speaking to them in the scriptures and what is required of the people that God is talking about in Deuteronomy chapter 28. So just join with me on that, but bear with me while I stream this live so many of you can just tune in. Okay, now we're almost there. And we have to do it this way because Blog Talk have, well, you can get on live. You know, you can schedule it or you can get on live. And so what I have done was schedule it to be live. Can call in live if they have a question. We're going to get right to it in just 1 second. Very powerful subject God has given us. Again, the Deuteronomy 28 people, God is going to shed light on that. We are going to hear from the Holy Spirit. What is he saying? What is he speaking? And we're going to bring understanding and enlightenment to what the Lord is saying. Okay, now, it is streaming live on LinkedIn right now. Now, I also have the broadcast that streams live through Facebook, managers' pages, of course. We have been doing that ministry for a while there. So I'm going to stream it live there really quickly here because there are many people that follow the ministry and likes to be a part of what God is doing. So I want to be able to share it live there as well. So let's get Facebook going here. And then we're going to get down to the broadcast. One more thing here. All right. Now, we have that done. Oh, I think I keep losing the page. So we'll go ahead and start now. So, again, thank you all for tuning in to the broadcast. God has really blessed us and favored us to be alive today. We're always grateful for the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord that is with us each and every day of our lives. It's such a blessing to know that we're in the hands, we're in the loving arms of our wonderful Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're talking about the Deuteronomy 28 people, and I know that is a strange title, but that is what I was led to do to entitle this message, because as we have been familiar, those of us that are believers in the Lord, we have been familiar with scriptures of the Deuteronomy 28 blessings and the Deuteronomy 28 curses. Many of us are definitely familiar with those. However, there is not a clear understanding to some people who these people are that God is both speaking his blessings to if they obey and his curses to if they disobey. We see that in here in scriptures in Deuteronomy 28. And I tell you, There are many blessings that God has promised his people if they obey. Now, we're going to read a few of verses out of Deuteronomy 28. I'm not going to go to the Deuteronomy 28 blessings. I'm going to go to the Deuteronomy 28 curses, because it's significant what God is saying in these scriptures. It's very significant, especially to the people that he's talking to concerning the curses that he's going to bring upon those that are disobedient. So let's start at verse 68. You have your Bibles. Start at verse 68. Give me one second here. Doing one more share here. There we go. We want to do one more share. And we want everybody to be a part of what God is doing on the broadcast. And so that's why I am taking a little time out here to share the message on Facebook, so those that have been following the ministry can tune in live as well. And I'm going to give out the call-in number. If anyone wants to call in, I'll be giving that number as well. Now, okay, so let's go ahead and start at Deuteronomy 28:68. I want to start there. And it says here, "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spoke unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen, and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you." Let's read it again. "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you." Now, this scripture, of course, you can know from reading it that it's talking to God's chosen people, Israel. They were God's chosen people, and all God wanted them to do was to obey. He just wanted them to obey. Now, from history, we see that all through history that God has always had a selected chosen people, Israel, you know, through that 12 tribe and Judah being from the south, and Israel to the north with all of the other 12 tribes, of course, and Benjamin, well, not the 12 tribes, but Benjamin to the south, Benjamin and Judah to the south, and Israel, of course, to the north, and all the other tribes. Now, God had a specially elect people that he chose to represent his name, to show forth his glory, and he needed them to be obedient. And that's why when God gave Moses the instructions of the tabernacle, the Ten Commandments, when he was on the mountain, of course, those 40 days, he wanted him to bring those commandments back to his people so that they can obey. Now, when we get into the initial part of Deuteronomy 28, God, of course, is telling his people that if they are obedient, of course, you read all the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, they will eat the good of the land. And it just go on and on and on. If you start from the first chapter of Deuteronomy 28, of course, "What shall come to pass is God's people hearken diligently unto his voice, unto the voice of the Lord, and to observe and to do all of his commandments, which he commanded them this day," he said. and that the Lord will set them high above all nations of the earth. That's in Deuteronomy 28:1, of course, and we're not going to get into the blessings because we are so familiar with the blessings. We are so familiar with the blessing. We always want to read the blessings. But when we get to Deuteronomy 28, and let's say, because I started at Deuteronomy 28:68, because I want to pull out that verse 68, but, you know, the curses start, you know, if you get to verse 13, if you start being disobedient. If people start being disobedient and not obey the Lord, the Bible says, no, let's go a little further up, not verse 13. Let's go a little further up. Let's go to 15. Because that's what it says, but there's a conjunction there. It shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do the commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, we get back to Deuteronomy 28:68. Now, God is proclaiming on these special elect people if they have not obeyed his voice. You read it right there. Now, we know the first bondage was in Egypt with Pharaoh. Now, the second bondage that verse 68 is talking about, if you're just not tuned to the broadcast, is Deuteronomy 28. We're at verse 68 right now. We are exploring Deuteronomy 28:68 and the Deuteronomy people. Who is God talking to? It's time for that to be known. It's time for everyone to understand scriptures. You know, so many times we can be raised up in church, we can be raised up in a certain way, we just go with the flow because we feel the spirit of the Lord and we know the Lord is there and he's blessing us in the way we are. But again, when we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and he awakened us to scriptures and what he wants us to understand, we have to accept that. These people here in Deuteronomy 28, you have to ask yourself, these special people, these are Jews, these are Israelites that God is talking to here. Now, this curse that God proclaimed did not just stop in biblical times. Now, we had, of course, again, the Egyptian bondage where the children of Israel spent those 400 years in bondage. 30 more years was added because of something Moses said in Scripture relating to the wandering in the wilderness, how they spent 430 years in Egypt, that bondage. Now, what is the second Egypt? Because you have this, look at this word here. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again. Egypt is bondage. There's just no way about it. There's no way around it. Even Jesus went to Egypt. Egypt is considered a place of bondage. Again with ships. Now, again, you're going to go into bondage again in Egypt? Talking about now Egypt being a spiritual bondage. It's physical, but the location is spiritual. So God said, I'm going to bring these people in again. I'm going to bring you into bondage again into Egypt. Again into Egypt in bondage. But this time, he says, it's going to be by what? Ships. It says, by the way, there, wherefore I spake unto thee. And I'm reading King James Version. That thou shalt see it no more. See what no more? Your homeland, their homeland. And it says, and there shall ye be sold unto your enemies and for bond men and bond women, and no one shall buy you. Now we have to understand the scripture in the context of what it's explaining. Who are these people that has been into bondage one time, and then they're coming to be in bondage again, but this time it's going to be by way of ship. I don't know any other race that have been in bondage for 400 years that came over into bondage on ships than the black race. Now, we know that we have other nations of people that are part of the tribe,
the 12 tribes of Israel. And we know that during the Spanish Inquisition that there were some things that was happening that God allowed even the Native Indians to experience that bondage. Now, we're particularly talking about the people that were on these ships. On these ships. Who are these people that God say you will go again by way of ships? Now, he's talking to his special chosen elect people. He's not talking to any other nation. He's not talking to the whole world. He's talking to an elect, special, chosen people. And those people are his people even to today. It's relevant. These scriptures are relevant to us. We've always believed and we've always understood Jerusalem for being filled with the people that are there now. I believe some of them are Khazarian Jewish people, Jewish. But there is not, Jewish is the suffix, of course, that ish is a suffix. So you're talking about pertaining to someone that's saying that they are Jew, but they're not. So somebody said, what in the world is this lady on this broadcast talking about? Somebody come listen to what she's saying. This is crazy. I know you feel like that. And it looks like there's no way that these scriptures are pertaining to any other people other than the ones in Jerusalem. Well, those people in Jerusalem now, they've never been on slave ships. So how can they be God's chosen people? Now, we look in that scripture here in Deuteronomy 28:6-8, if you just tune in. How can the people in Jerusalem now be God's chosen people of these scriptures if they didn't go into bondage on slave ships? Where is the suffering that those people in Jerusalem now have experienced? I don't see any of the Deuteronomy curses that they have experienced. Now, this is just one. There are countless ones. I want to go to another scripture. I don't want to give out too many scriptures, but let's go to another scripture. Because, see, God is telling his people that if you're just obedient, now, we understand God was talking to his chosen people. If they were disobedient, this stuff was going to happen to them. The black race, let me just break it down to you. The black race have experienced everything that Deuteronomy 28 talks about for the disobedience that Israel done before his eyes. God wanted to cast Israel off so many times. But because of his love and compassion, he, you know, was so forgiven. You know, he was so loving. That's why I want to read this other scripture, because he wanted to give Israel a chance after chance after chance before this happened. Now, you're talking about the scripture in Deuteronomy 28:6-8. It happened. The black race is the only race that came to America. Look what it says in a land. I want to read another scripture before I go any further, because we have to understand what the Lord is saying here. Now, coming from Africa, and if you caught the broadcast that I did the video a couple of days ago, you will understand I gave some understanding, a little bit of history, not deep. This stuff is deep. I cannot do it all in one broadcast. But I'm trying to at least get people to a place of where we understand genealogy in the context of scripture and who God is talking to and where these people came from and how do we know who they really are. I gave a little bit of that history on the YouTube broadcast that I presented maybe about 4 days ago. And so if you listen to that broadcast, you will understand that Noah and his sons, of course, were the progenitors of the black race, of the dark-skinned people. Let's say that, the dark-skinned people. And that could come from in India, the people from Africa, Asia, you know, you can have all types of dark-skinned people that are the very chosen people of God, that are Israel, that are Judah. But the thing people don't want to understand and what they don't want to realize, rather, is because all they want to believe is what they have been taught all of these years, which is not true. But we can only understand scripture if God enlighten us, if he awaken us in these last times. There's a reason why this teaching and broadcast is going forth. It's just not that I just want to teach scripture. No, there's a reason. There's a reason why God is bringing forth his message to enlighten people of the truth of his word and who they are and who are the real chosen people of God. There's a reason for that. We don't just shove that off our shoulder. Eternal life is at stake if people don't understand and realize what God is speaking here. Because it pertains and is relevant to our day and time right now and what's going on in this nation, America. And it affects God's chosen people, be it the black race, the Native Indians, or the Hispanics, and the many other people of the different tribes that belong to God. Particularly, I'm talking about today, the black race. I have to make that emphasis because there's so much that's happening in this nation, in the United States. And a lot of people know we walk in the spirit. Yes, we walk in the spirit, but at the same time, we have to address the reality of what God is saying in scripture to prepare us. We're being prepared for something. We don't just live without having an understanding of what's going on in the world because God is in everything and he's speaking. And in these last days with our race, and, you know, I said it on the broadcast a few days ago when you talk about the word black, that what that came in early 1900s. So I just refer to the black race because I have to say that because that's what we are accustomed and familiar with over here. But if you're talking about God's chosen people, we are his chosen people, Israel and Judah. That's how we want to be addressed. But it's gone on so long to everyone says we're black Americans, African Americans, like, you know, black or colored people. Okay, well, we have all these tight labels. And we're going to get into some scripture where the Bible said that was going to happen as well. So we're talking about these people, the Deuteronomy 28, these people. It's a special chosen people that God is saying if they didn't obey, this is what you're going to experience. And, of course, the things that has happened in our nation as a black race, I tell you, it fits the scriptures for all of the curses that we have endured and been through at the hand of other nations of people. It doesn't just have to be Caucasian. It can be the Chinese, whoever, you know, it could be any nation of people that have been doing God's people wrong for so long, for so many centuries. We are God's chosen people, but that doesn't make us it doesn't exempt us, let me say that, from experiencing the chastisement of God. You know, the scripture said that he chastised those he loves. We're supposed to be the light of the world, the light to the Gentiles, people that God has allowed to come in and grafted in. And I say it again, the Jews, the people that are over there in Jerusalem, and they say they are the Jews, they are not the Jews. They're not the real Jews of the Bible. If you can show me where they came in on slave ships for 400 years, then you will have a point. But you cannot refute, nor can you debunk scripture. Someone had asked me, what does it matter? Does it matter more of your ancestral history or Jesus? I said both. Why did I say both? Because Jesus came through our ancestral history, which makes it relevant, important. Because he came through an elect people to deliver, to bring strength, to give eternal life for. And so from us, all the other nations have the opportunity to come in, to be grafted in off that, you know, that olive tree. But let me read the scripture right here. Still in Deuteronomy 28, let's look at verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the persons of old, nor show favor to the young. Let me stop right there. We also can go to Obadiah and have that as a reference scripture, precept, if you will, like they say. But let's go to, I want to go to one of the other books. We have the Apocrypha, of course, that was taken out of the Bible and many other books. But I want to read 2 Ezra. Let's start at verse 54, and we're going to go to 59. This is 2 Ezra, E-S-D-R-A-S, one of the books that was taken out of the Bible. It's not in there. But it pertains to God's people. It's talking to God's people, his chosen special people. We're still talking about the black race. We're talking about the black race. Because we're going to show that we are God's chosen, elect, special people. A lot of people don't really want to hear it or understand it because it's been hidden so long. But when you belong to God and he enlightened you, he wants you to spread the message because there's something he's doing in these last days that we need to understand. Because the 400 years that God has said that we will be in bondage again is already up. And is up this year. 1619 to 2019 is 400 years. So what is God doing? He's waking up his people for a reason. Because, and I'm going to get to 2 Ezra, just wait a minute. Things has turned up the heat. Satan has turned up the heat in America and has used the white race to infiltrate what the enemy wants done. Now, yes, God did use whatever nation of people to come against us, but you know there's a scripture that says that they forward my affliction. The Bible says that God said that he's going to bring recompense to our enemies because they forward his affliction. What do he mean by that? They forward his affliction by doing more, by punishing more than what he intended them to do to his people. See, some people went overboard. They didn't slack up. God have used the nations against his peoples in the past. You know, the Bible says that he will rise up a nation against you. He will rise up an enemy against you. If you're disobedient and you're out of the will of the Lord, he knows how to raise up an enemy against you. And that's what he did to us. However, when God uses someone to punish you or chastise you, he doesn't mean for them to go overboard to the extent where they have profaned his name, because Israel is God's still chosen people. That's why in the end, God said he would destroy your enemy, the ones that he even used to do the chastisement. This is getting really deep here because people need to understand and realize what God is saying about their soul salvation. So you can't, no one can never outsmall God. You can never hide a truth. You can bury the truth, it still lives. It'll go on. You cannot bury the truth and it doesn't come to pass. And you cannot think that people are ignorant and oblivious of the truth because you haven't taught it. Because you can hide anything, but you have to understand that we have an omniscient God and omnipotent God that is above all, in all, and through all. So if anybody thinks that you can hide anything from God, you have to know that that's just temporary what you're doing. I don't care how long a lie has been in place. When God get ready to reveal, awaken his people, that's what he does. You should be ashamed of yourself if you didn't even taught it. Why do people skip across the scriptures? Why do you skip across the scriptures that you don't want people to know? Because it's always been taught this way. But if you read it for yourself, what hinders a person from putting the truth out there once they come into the knowledge and the understanding of the truth? What puts them out there to not go forward and preach the truth once they have found the truth? Well, let me read the scripture right here first, and then I'll get back to that. 2 Ezra, the 6th chapter, the 54th verse to 59th verse says, "And after these, Adam also, whom thou madest Lord, all thy creation, of him come we all, and the people whom, the people also whom thou hast chosen. All this have I spoken before thee, O Lord, because thou madest the world for our sake. It's a lot of personal pronouns in here. For our sake. As for the other people, which also come from Adam, thou hast said that they are nothing, but be like unto spittle. Thou hast likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falls from a vessel. And now, verse 57, and now, O Lord, behold these heathen, which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be lord over us and to devour us. But we thy people, whom thou hast called thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy fervent lover, are given into their hands. Verse 59, if the world now be made for our sake, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure? God's special people, the Israelites, Judah, all of the 12 tribes, particularly Judah, of course, have experienced a lot at the hands of their enemies. And throughout scripture, Israel and Judah has always been in bondage because God allowed it again, I reiterate it again, because of their disobedience. We can go to other scriptures in the Bible that talks about people forming a tumult. We'll get into a tumult. We're not going to talk about it on the broadcast today because it's very extensive, and I should have made this broadcast for an hour. However, if I go over, I made it for 45 minutes. If I go over just a little bit, at least it allowed me to get everything I want to say in. So the Bible says that there will be people, the enemies that God used to come against his chosen people. And we talk about the black race because the scriptures are talking about us, black people. We are God's chosen people from scriptures. So God said that he wants us to obey him, keep the commandments, and, you know, he was especially like a people. We had our own sacrificial system and the way we worship and all of that in the Old Testament. Now, you know, of course, you get into the New Testament. Thank God now we have grace. He helps us. He sent the Holy Spirit to help us get through all of this stuff going on, empowered us with faith so that we'd be able to triumph over the evil. And not only that, to walk in obedience, have the Spirit in us. He gave us the Spirit now. He's inside of us. His laws are inside of us. And he gave it to us to endure. Talk about spiritual Israel. We ain't talking about no spiritual Israel. We're talking about the real Israelites, the real people of Judah. Not talk about spiritual Israel as pertaining to the New Testament of faith. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Judah. We're talking about God's chosen people that has been suffering for years. Now, it's people that God had mercy on and blessed them in the midst of Egypt, in the midst of bondage, because they were walking in obedience. Our forefathers, many people that obeyed the commandments and humbled themselves to the Lord and served him. And he blessed them even in the midst of bondage. America is bondage to God's people, Israel, Judah, bondage. Because of so many things that goes on and we being hated about among all nations of people. Now, talk about the Native Americans. I'm talking about the black people. I'm not talking about Hispanics right now, the Latinos. I'm not talking about them, even though there are some. There are a whole bunch of them, of course, just like us, that are part of the 12 tribes of Israel. But today I'm talking about black people because we are the ones that has been suffering more at the hands of our enemy in this nation than anybody, and we are the chosen people, Israel and Judah, of the scriptures. So what does God want us to do about that? He wants us to proclaim his name, a clarion call of obedience and coming back to the word of God to acknowledge him as our God and serve him with all of our hearts as a nation of people together, as a nation that he's called our nation to come back and serve him and represent and be the light of the world to many nations. Now, you say, well, how did those people in Jerusalem get there? We're going to talk about that on another broadcast. Because you have to know history and what happened and how did they get over there. Well, for one, they wanted to be the chosen people. They wanted to be God's special people. The Bible said that our name, of course, will be wiped out. That's what they wanted to do. That's why I wanted to read another scripture here. Because God is showing us exactly what the other nations think of us, his holy special people. And we have to arise. We have to stand up now to the place that God is saying, proclaim it. Because sometimes if people don't know who they are, that's why their lives can never get back on track. If you know that you are chosen by God, it means so much to you. It should mean so much that you come before any other nation of people. The Bible said the other nations of people are regarded as nothing, especially if they have not submitted their lives and received Jesus Christ into their life. And again, getting back to why don't people share the understanding of Deuteronomy 28 and who the people really are, who God's chosen people really are? Well, maybe because they have status and stardom and prestige and reputation that they don't want nobody to know that they didn't understand that scripture, or hey, that's not the way it was taught to them in seminary, or, you know, it's always been this way. This is the way they've always thought it was. They too embarrassed to change their teaching, to let other people know the reality of scripture. So many reasons why people come into the knowledge of truth and they don't teach it. You got thousands and thousands of followers, millions of followers. They don't want to lose all of them. They're getting paid money, lots and millions and billions of money to preach what they're preaching and to keep it like that in the order that they have been taught all these years. A lot of them looking for recognition from other nations that know their teaching and how it was taught and passed down to them, and they want to keep it just like that. They have too much on the line to lose. And see, when you think about that, that's why the Bible says, of course, the love of money is the root of all evil. And the Bible tells us to come from out of the world. Don't desire the world. Know its goods. Why does the Bible tell us that? Because when it comes to teaching and preaching the truth, you don't have anything to lose when you're putting the truth out there. If you're an elect of God and he chose you, you don't have anything to lose with proclaiming the truth of God's word. You don't have any apprehensions. You shouldn't have any apprehensions. If God enlightened your eyes to scripture, you shouldn't have any apprehensions of preaching and teaching the truth of God's word. It should come without reservation. When you understand and you realize there are particular scriptures in the word of God that pertain to an especially lack of people that you thought was the real Jews, and they're not. You thought they were the promise. They were the ones that pertained to the promise, but they're not. And you really realize and your eyes are open now to who are the real people that are suffering the way they're suffering, and the people that God was saying they're special to him, they're blessed if they keep my covenant, my commandments. And you realize they are not the people who you've always been taught were. Then that's why the Bible says, we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow after Christ. Follow after Christ. Because if we don't do that, then we're living a lie. We're living a lie. And who are we trying to please? And the Bible says we have to obey God rather than man. Have to obey God. Okay, I have another scripture I want to share. And thank you for your patience. And I want to read one more scripture here that the Lord had given me to share. Don't want to get too much. Let's go to Jeremiah 17:4. Jeremiah 17:4 says, "And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine inheritance, from thy heritage, excuse me, that I give thee, and I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in a land which thou knowest not, for you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever." Who are these nations of people that God said his chosen people are going to serve their enemies in a land which they know not? We're in a land here in America which we know not. We are not, this is not our homeland. Every other nation have a homeland except for black people, because we've been brought over here on ships. We're God's special people, but we've been brought here on ships. Mm-hmm. Now, Psalms 83:4-6, I'm just going to brush past this scripture right here, because I don't want to get too deep, because every scripture that we read, we have to go deeper, and we have to have a precepts and other reference scriptures that bag it up. We don't just want to throw scriptures out there, but I'm just trying to get it all in. This is a short broadcast. We're going to be doing an hour and two-hour broadcast with this teaching. Going to be a long broadcast, because you have to get other scriptures that give reference to what that particular scripture is saying. As they say, scriptures interpret scriptures. So Psalm 83:4-6 says, "Come, let us erase them as a nation. They will consult together with one consent," which means mine. We're gonna go to let's read one. Let's go to it. Matter of fact. Before I go any further, because I had some notes in here pertaining to this. I had some notes. Psalms 83:4-6, that's what we're going to go to and read it again. I had some notes there. We don't want to read my notes. We want to read what the Lord is saying. All of the way, so I want to get the scripture itself. So, Psalms 83, start at verse 4. It says, "They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacle of Edom and the Israelites, I'm sorry, and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarians." So who are these people that's coming together against God's holy people, Israel, to cut them off from being a nation that they'll be remembered no more? And who are these people that they have formed basically a tumult or consulted together? They are confederate against you. Look at that word. They are confederate against you. That means they have a plot, they scheme. And it has been going on a long time, since slavery days. People coming as a confederate, coming together with weapons, and they're armed to threaten, to bring people into bondage, you know, cut the father off from the children, cut the husband off from the wife. Who are these people that have done this, and where has this taken place? And it says they will be in a land that are not their own. And they tried to, and they said, well, the scripture just said that they will have a try to wipe the name out from being a nation. The only thing we can say is that God allowed it, and it's happening here in America for those 400 years that we, and here in America, have been in bondage in Egypt and slavery. And now today, the reason why it's so relevant and important to teach it, because now, racism have gotten out of hand, prejudice and police brutality against who? God's special chosen holy people, the Israelites, Judah. There's no other nation that have gone through what we have gone through and been conspired against than the black race here in America, the world where they were scattered, dispersed. See, Israel was dispersed. That's why we call it the diaspora, into different parts of the world. But the majority of us came here, our ancestors came here on slave ships, as we get back again to Deuteronomy 28:68. We are the chosen people of God that scriptures are pertaining to. Now, everybody else thinks, you know, again, you want to see, you look at the people in Israel over there now, the complexion of those people, white people, that's just what they are, and maybe other nations of people mixed in over there, but they're not the ones that scriptures are pertaining to that have gone through what we've been through. And you said, well, I don't see how that can happen. Well, people, if you have a confederate against someone and you have been given the power, again, through money, through threats, weapons, you pretty much have set up a place where you can be in that role to rule with the iron fist over anybody you want, because first of all, God has allowed it. That's why the Bible told the prophets to seal up the book for a time. It ain't time, wasn't time. Not wasn't time for people to be awake now and their eyes are open to, you know, God's chosen people, but it's time now. Because we're moving into Jacob's trouble. We're moving into the end times. We're moving into the arise, of course, of the Antichrist and so many other things. It's going to get worse. So God wants his people to wake up and know who you are in obedience and love him, obey him, keep his commandments. The Bible said we love him. We obey him because we love him. We keep his commandments from our heart. Honor him on the Sabbath days and things like that. We don't make it a law in and of itself as far as being condemned by the law or the commandments. No, because the Bible says that God's commandments are not grievous. But we obey God because we love him and we realize who we are as God's chosen people and how much he has chastised us and been disappointed because of our disobedience. A lot of things have gone on in the black race. And he know us. God knows us. He knows our name. That's why we are looked upon here in America and other nations like we are. We are special. We are different. I'm sorry, we're just different. And you don't have to hide it. You don't have to make people think something else. You don't have to want to be like no other nation or race of people. When you know you belong to God, you his chosen one, you're the elect. That validates you right there. You don't need anybody else to validate you. You don't have to want to be like other nations or people. You be yourself and obey and follow the commands of God. Now, God is opening up our eyes of understanding for the simple fact that he's bringing to an end the suffering and the mistreatment that has been gone on for so long. He's bringing that to an end. Like myself and many others, once you know your real identity in Christ, and we know that we have this wonderful spiritual identity in Christ where he gives us our spiritual inheritance of eternal life, and we have prayer, we have joy, we have the Holy Spirit, we have all of the spiritual things that we need, as the Bible says, he gives us all things pertaining to life and godliness. We have that. But in your natural lineage, your natural ancestral history that traces back to the blood of Jesus, he came for you first. We're first partakers of the covenant. We're first partakers of his promise. Because God never cast off Israel. He never cast off Israel. The Bible says it over and over again that he have not cast us off forever. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing to know the truth. So we're going to continue to share the truth with you. The Bible said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I said it on the other broadcast before. God said, if you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. What do he mean by that? He means that when you're serving him, you're loving him, you're giving your whole life to God, you're in the faith. Hallelujah. You're seeking. You never won't let up. You're always sharing the word of God. You just in there with God. So when God see a person really seeking after him, really want to know knowledge, really want to know truth, he will give it to you. He will open up your understanding. He will enlighten you. He will awaken you. He will never have you ignorant concerning Satan's devices. He will never let you live out a lie. And a lot of people from other nations are living a lie. They don't even understand. They don't even know. They're just over there in Jerusalem. A lot of people have been born over there. That's all they know and think that they are the real Jews. And it's been going on for years. It's been going on for years. So we just thank God for the word that he's given us today. He shared his word with us. We have his word in our heart. And we want to grow in grace. We're going to get into more scriptures as we continue to do the broadcast. We've set the broadcast for 2 hours a day, of course. It's not going to be that long. But today we just wanted to, like another brief survey. We coming in these coming weeks to bring it forth. And, yes, I said we wasn't going to share any more the older content as much anymore from Blog Talk Radio. But we will use Blog Talk Radio and YouTube to continue to bring forth the message of God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I just feel the Holy Spirit even right now. Even right now, that God is waking up somebody. God is giving somebody understanding. He's illuminating them to scriptures. Because you need to know who you are as God's chosen people. If you are black, living in America, in other parts of the world as well, Native American, Hispanic, and all of the bloodline that traces back. It never changes. Your ancestral history never changes. You're the same person. And if your family, your parents, grandparents, and all the way back to their forefathers and mothers came here, 19, in that era, then your bloodline traces back to God's special holy people according to Deuteronomy 28:68. There's just no way around it. So you have to embrace that. You have to embrace that you are God's chosen. Now, as for the other nations, we're going to talk again on another broadcast because there is the grafting in. There's the grafting in. So God has allowed other nations of people, just like Ruth and Boaz. Boaz, of course, meeting Ruth, she being of the Moabite nation. Same thing, grafted in to serve the true and living God. So people can be grafted in. You may not was born of the covenant, but because of Jesus Christ and what he came to do, you can be grafted in. So we'll go deeper into that. A lot of studying, a lot of teaching has to be done on this subject. A lot of teaching. Praise God that this is the time that he is awakening all of his people so that we can watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because he's coming to vindicate now. He's coming to deliver now. A lot of people feel the world is out of control. And, you know, we pray, of course, that you just see things getting worse in the black community. But I'm here to proclaim that vengeance is on the way. Deliverance is already in motion. It's in motion right now for God's people. All the things that black people experience here in America, which is the worst, probably in other parts, of course, but America is the worst, God is ready to deliver. To feel less than, we don't have to feel that other nations of people are ruling over us, that they have the power because of worldly material possessions. We don't have to let that be a concern for us when you know that you're God's chosen elect people. You are. If you are the black race again, you are God's elect chosen people. And he has placed you above all other nations of people. Now, with the humility of Christ, and all that Jesus teaches us in the New Testament, loving one another, preferring one another over ourselves. Yes, we're supposed to do that. But remember, all other nations of people have to come through our ancestral history, even to be saved, to be redeemed, because that's where Jesus came from. That's where Jesus came from. So we just thank God. We just thank God for his word. I tell you, I can go on and on. I'm telling him the next broadcast, I'm going to make it 2 hours if I, you know, if it's the right time, and I'm going to make it 2 hours because I can just stay right here. I can just stay right here. The same way that thought the people in Jerusalem were the real Jews, and you know, you kind of look at them and you look at them as special people, some type of special people with a little bit of prestige. Okay, well, that's the same way that God wants other nations to view his people, the black people, special people, chosen people. That's how God wants people to look at us as his special people, that we're supposed to be the light of the world and show people how to live holy, show people how to be godly, the light of the world. But there's been so many ups and downs, so many ups and downs with God's people obeying him because of this flesh, because of sin, because of the Adamic nature that we inherited. But again, thank God for Jesus that has came and given us the Holy Spirit, the power that we can defeat, overcome the flesh, sin, and the devil. And that we can endure hardships as a good soldier, or what we experience here in America with injustices and racism. He gave us that power to overcome that as well. Don't ever forget that. We're not talking in codes on this broadcast. We're not sending subliminal languages. We're becoming straight, cut, and dry, just like the word. Because God wants to build his people up, and he wants to fortify you, and he wants you to be strong, and he wants you to stand in the Lord. Having done all to stand, you stand knowing where your faith lies. All hope is not lost. Because God, again, has not cast off Israel, his special chosen people. There's help and there's hope. So God bless you. I thank you so much for tuning in. May the Lord continue to enlighten you and bless you in his word. We'll be back the next time. Until then, I'm Linda Shula, the evangelist for the hour. Have a wonderful and blessed Sunday.